Yes, myself and a number of other councillors met with Irish Water yesterday at the council offices, and where we had the opportunity to put across a number of concerns raised by the community, and especially the community on the Bull Road. And unfortunately, to date, we haven't had the report of why there was a spillage a week or two ago, but we're confident that that'll be had in the next week or so. There was a number of other issues raised as well, especially the road, which has seen a good number of protests over this last year or two, where the council are saying, where Irish Water are saying that hopefully shortly, once that whole road after the works were carried out is settled, that the works will be carried out. And I believe that this is very important, and especially for those who travel it every day. But I believe also that the way it was maintained wasn't satisfactory either. Also, another question, other concerns I raised myself were the fact that the ongoing outsourcing of work to design, build and manage isn't a system that is best. It's not in the best interest of the taxpayers. I believe that the state themselves, and it would make the situation, I would make a case where we had spillage, that Irish Water would be able to deal directly with the community instead of having to wait for reports from the company in question. But there were a good number of issues raised, and hopefully we'll see Irish Water acting on them very quickly.
So in terms of the council's stance on this issue, are they going to investigate it?
Well, I've been in talks, and as has others, with the council. Yesterday, the council told me that they would be investigating the slick that was reported at the bay in Dunloe. And this is very important, that we have good quality water on the bay there in Dunloe. People of Dunloe deserve that. So we'll have to wait and see what that report brings as well. But at the end of the day, there was an issue there, and I believe that the residents, especially the Pole Road residents, hadn't been listened to from the very early stage. I put it across that I was still very unhappy by the fact that Irish Water has not met with all the residents on the Pole Road. This would give them a chance to express their concerns and fears, because at the end of the day, they're the residents who live right next to the treatment plant.